Hello, guys. This is Tom, W5KUB from Amateur Radio Roundtable. Just wanted to give you some news, kind of in the midweek here, tell you what's going on. Got a lot of things happening and a lot of things coming up here. Hey, first of all, welcome to everybody out there listening to the podcast. Podcast audio is new for us. We put this on just for you guys that travel across the country and, you know, can't watch the video. And we hope that you're downloading it and listening to it and enjoying it. We've got a few emails. I'd love to hear from you. If you've got any ideas or just want to say hello, email us, and I'll even put it on a show one night. Send us an email and tell us how you like the podcast. And you can send that email to Tom at W5KUB.com. That's Tom at W5KUB.com. And remember, if you're not traveling, you can join the show on Tuesday nights at 8 o'clock p.m. Central Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time on W5KUB.com. Want to give you just a couple quick updates here. Hey, talk about our balloon launch. Boy, we have been trying for over a month to get a nice weather day to launch our balloon. And we just haven't had it. Boy, we've had terrible storms through the southeast here for the past month, but it's starting to clear up a little bit. You know, March is a month known for its wind. We really need a good launch date because we're putting a lot into the balloon, and we are hoping that it will stay up at least 1 year, and we're hoping it'll circle the Earth maybe, you know, 5 or 6 or 10 times. Who knows? So we're putting a lot into the balloon. It's going to have it's going to be constructed out of a material called sushi wrap. This is not a typical balloon. It's a material that the Japanese use to keep sushi fresh. Now, you might laugh at that, but there's a company out there now selling the sushi balloons. You can look them up. They're called SB 110, I think, or 113. I'm not sure. But anyway, we're going with sushi balloon, and that adds about $130 to the cost of the balloon launch. We're also going to fill it with hydrogen. Hydrogen will not leak through the pores of the balloon like helium will. Helium will seep out of the balloon much quicker, so we're going with hydrogen. The entire payload on the balloon is going to be only 12 grams. Now, that's hard to believe. 12 grams is the total payload, and that's going to include the GPS receiver, and it's going to include the transmitter for APRS and Whisper. We will be transmitting back our position, and I think our altitude and temperature and all those things on Whisper, on 20 meters on Whisper. And the reason we picked, I got to watch myself here. The reason we picked Whisper is because it has a range of about 7,000 miles on it. So when we're out over the ocean, it's going to be able to send that signal to Whisper locations. We'll be able to track the balloon all the way across the ocean. If we were using APRS, there are no APRS connections out there over the ocean, and we'd lose sight of it for a while. So we're going to go with Whisper. Every 2 minutes, it's going to tell us where it is. So hopefully we'll get that launched here real soon. Bill Brown, WB8ELK, the master of high balloon altitudes, is teamed up with us, and he's going to launch this thing for us. He works for NASA down in Huntsville, Alabama. He's launched over 500 balloons over his career and had some great successes with them. You know, we got a big deal coming up here. Hamvention is coming up in about 2 months, and that is always a big webcast for us. We started off broadcasting Hamvention about 17 years ago. We've only had our weekly show on 4 years, but we've been broadcasting ham radio events, especially Dayton, for 17 years. It's in mid-May. We'll come out and give you the exact dates later. But we're going to have a marathon again. We will probably stream at least 50 hours live while we are on our Hamvention trip. That includes that Wednesday morning, our 10-hour drive. You'll be able to watch us drive all the way up there. You'll be able to see us set up on Thursday. And Thursday, even though it's setup day, there will be a lot of people that come by and visit and get on the camera. For instance, Bob Heil, our friend Bob from Heil Sound, He's going to be right next door to us, so I'm sure Bob will be on camera and saying hi to everybody out there. A lot of other guests, and then, of course, the show is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And we'll be giving away a lot of prizes, possibly up to $10,000 in prizes to our viewers of our Hamvention webcast. And all you got to do is just be watching and in the chat room, and if we call your name, if Hambot calls your name, you just say, yes, I'm here, and you win a prize. And there's some nice prizes, everything from, you know, reels of LMR-400 to antenna analyzers, mobile rigs, handy talkies, antenna tuners, antennas, HF antennas. There's all kinds of stuff that you can win there. Our friend astronaut Doug Wheelock has notified me he'll be back with us again this year. This will be the sixth year that astronaut Wheelock has attended with us, and we make him a co-host on the show, and a lot of people come by and see him. Now, it's a little unusual. He's told me 2 months ahead of time that he will be with us, and I usually don't know this until about 2 days before Hamvention, because the guy is a very, very busy guy. So we got our fingers crossed. We hope he can still make it. Something can always happen where he can't make it. If you get by Dayton up there, the Dayton Ham Fest, which is now in Xenia at the fairgrounds, come inside Building 2. We're inside Building 2, right by the door, and that's the building where the ARRL is and ICOM and all the big guys. So we'll be in there with them. So don't forget, 50-hour marathon. We'll have a lot of fun there. And you never know, when we drive on our trip, you never know what might happen. We've been stopped doing 89 miles an hour in a 70, and by the police, and we thought we were in serious trouble. Everybody in the chat room was taking up a collection to bail us out of jail, but we got out of that okay, so that wasn't a big problem there. This is going to be a very expensive trip for us. Hamvention always cost us over $3,000 just to put this webcast on. We don't get out and look around. We work hard for you the entire time we're there. It's for you to bring the show to you. And we want you to have a good time. We want you to win prizes. So I don't get any of the prizes. I don't get any of that money or anything like that. And so what we're going to do this year is we're setting aside, just like we have in previous years, we're setting aside one really, really nice product. Really nice prize, and that's going to be the Comet CAA-500 Mark II Antenna Analyzer. This thing retails for about $450, and for every $10 that you donate to us to help cover the cost of our trip, we're going to put your name in the hat for a drawing, for that special drawing for that CAA-500. So if you do $20, you get two chances, $30, you get three chances, and so forth. And we have a donate button on our website, w5kub.com. And there's also a stipulation for this prize. I think you have to enter after April 1st, and by midnight on that Saturday night of Dayton. And that way, by Sunday, we can determine the winner. And we'll announce the winner about noontime on Sunday. Now, you don't have to be present to win that, and so don't worry about it. You don't have to answer when your name's called or anything like that. If we pick your name, you win it. If you do donate, please put your call letters or your phone number or something on here to make it easier for us to find you. Sometimes people don't do that, and it takes us a day or two to really find the person there. You know, on the show, we've been talking about new things like the DV Megacast IP radio. And we're going to be taking that with us on our trip to Dayton. So we'll have DMR and Fusion and D-Star radio in the truck as we go to Dayton for that 10 hours. So we hope people all around the country and the world are working us. We'll also have HF going. We'll be running the RigPi. That's the new MFJ product that we're beta testing. But we'll be running the RigPi station controller from the truck. That means we can work the HF rig back here at the house with a big antenna on it up 70, 80 feet in the air, and it's going to work much better. So We're going to be running HF in a truck, any band. We'll be running DMR, D-Star, and Fusion from the truck. We'll be streaming from the truck, and we got to find somebody to drive the truck. So all that's going to be going on in a truck. It's going to be interesting, and we'll see how many people we can talk to. Hopefully, we'll have a big following going up here. And let's see. Hey, Huntsville's coming up 3 months after Dayton. The Huntsville Ham Fest, that is a great ham fest. We've got a special spot up there right next to the stage. And Huntsville Ham Fest is in Huntsville, Alabama. It's inside the Von Braun Civic Center. And it is a beautiful place, a clean place, air conditioned. You're out of the weather. You can park underneath the garage. In fact, our hotel is actually connected to the Von Braun Center. And we don't even have to go outside to get from the ham fest to back to our hotel room. It is so good, man. And we're going to stream here, and we'll be giving away a lot of prizes there, too. I want everybody to not forget about our 40-meter net on Tuesday night. You know, our ham radio show, Amateur Radio Roundtable, is every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Central Time on W5KUB. But about 5:30 p.m. Central Time on Tuesdays before the show, we have a live 40-meter sideband net. It's on about 7180, and we'd love for you to check in and join us on here. You don't have to be a member of the net or anything to do that. So that's fun. Our group is growing. Hey, please help us spread the word. If you see our posting in Facebook, please share it to other ham radio group, share it to your personal page. Let's see, what else can we do? If you haven't joined our Facebook group, join our Facebook group. It's just called W5KUB, and that's under Facebook, and you'll find it. We've got about 7,000 members there, and great ham radio thing. Post your shack pictures there, and Katie will probably show your shack pictures on the show. I'm going to run through the co-host on the show. We got quite a lineup of co-hosts here. You may or may not know them, but I'm going to go ahead and try to name them. Of course, we have Katie Allen out in Wyoming, WY7YL. Everybody knows Katie, and I think that's why everybody tunes in to watch Katie. We also have Dave Kessler. You may know him as Ask Dave from YouTube, K-E-0-O-G. Here's a cool guy here, Martin F. Jew, one of our co-hosts, K5FLU. Martin is actually the founder of MFJ Enterprises, so that's where the MFJ comes from. Martin F. Jew, K5FLU. Josh Nash, Hoshnazzy, he likes to be called Hoshnazzy, KI6NAS. He is also joined our group as a co-host and with us most nights. And he has a great ham radio site called Ham Radio Crash Course. So check that out if you haven't done that before. And then Jason Johnston, he is the guy that runs the Ham Radio 2.0 YouTube series channel. And he's KC5HWB. And this week he's going to talk a little about Flex. He got to go to the Flex factory, and he's going to talk to us about Flex. And, of course, everybody probably knows me. I'm Tom, W5KUB, and I'm your host for the show. So that's kind of some of the news. Just wanted to fill in the gap between shows and let you know what's going on. Thank you guys so much for watching, and please, we'd love to hear from you. Send us an email, and I'll put it on the show. Send that email to tom@w5kub.com. Let us know how you listen to the show. Are you driving across the country? Are you at work? Just fill us in. I'd love to hear from you. Thanks so much. Save me three.